Matthew chapter 6. I've been trying to determine what the Lord would have us to preach this evening. And I think the Lord would have us go in this direction, Matthew chapter 6. Give me just a moment to get plugged up. I don't know. Well, I hope I get plugged in. Say amen right there. Amen. I can't help but think about when I deal with these things about years ago. Brother, you might have to turn me down just a hair. I appreciate the volume, though. Thank you, sir. I can't help but think about years ago when they used to have the lapels. Brother Joy, you may remember. You might not be as old as I am. I don't know. It's good to see Brother Durham here tonight, him, his wife, and daughter. I appreciate them coming. But years ago, you know, they'd have the lapel, but it'd be hooked up to a wire, brother. You remember that? And a lot of those old-time preachers, they'd get in a big way and they'd start running. And boy, they knew exactly how far that line would go, you know, and they'd stop right in time, you know, to keep from pulling it out of the wall, I guess. And this little boy I heard one time said, "Mama, if he ever gets turned loose from that thing, will he hurt us?" Will he hurt us if he ever gets turned loose from that thing? Amen. But you'd have to have been there, I guess, to appreciate that or remember when they had those. But I'm looking for some notes here tonight. The Lord has led me in this direction, so give me just a moment. I wasn't sure which direction we would like to go this evening, but I feel like God would have us to preach on this. And the title of the message tonight, if you're keeping notes, is Why the Birds Are Still Singing. Why the Birds Are Still Singing. You've been sitting for a while. Would you mind standing with me as we read just a couple of verses tonight? Matthew chapter 6. Now, I don't think I really have to worry about being too long tonight, even though I won't be long, Lord willing. But I don't think anybody has as far to go as we do tonight. I believe we got about 600 miles, is it 100, 500? Well, somewhere, anyway. But I say that to ask you to pray for us, okay? We are leaving out tonight, and we'll be finishing up in a three-week tour, whatever you want to call it. And the Lord's really blessed us on this trip, but we would like to get home safely. And can I say one more thing while I'm thinking about it, if you don't mind? We do have CDs back there, and I don't normally say anything about them, but we're out of one of them. Though, if you'll notice on the top rack, there's this empty. Well, that's our newest CD. So if you we have four other CDs back there if you'd be interested in our music, but if you want the newest one, you'll have to order it. But I tell you what, we won't charge any postage if you would be interested. You might not want to buy nothing. That's fine, but I hope you do. Matthew chapter 6, and we'll begin reading in verse 25. Why the birds are still singing. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Now that's a rhetorical question. What is a rhetorical question? It doesn't really need an answer. It's already answered. Life is more than what you put on and what you eat. Now, they won't tell you that in the commercials. They'll tell you in the commercials that life is all about what you got, brother. But Jesus set us all straight when he said, life is more than that. Life is a whole lot more than that. Verse 26, he asked another rhetorical question at the end there. He says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? I think we could say, yes, Lord, we're better than the birds, I would think. At least God, the Lord said, are ye not much better than they? Now, God looks after the birds, but he says, and he takes good care of them, but he says to us, are ye not much better than they? And we could say dogmatically tonight, yes, Lord, because you didn't die for the birds, except for the jailbirds. Amen. He died for them, and he died for all the rest of us. Amen. Thank God for that. But I'd like to preach for just a few moments why the birds are still singing. Y'all pray with me and for me tonight. Lord, I do thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. God, I thank you for Pastor Richardson, the blessing he's been to me and my family all these years. Lord, I pray that you'd help him, encourage him wherever he's at this evening. And God, I pray that you'd help me to be a blessing and encouragement to his people. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Just give you a few things about birds. The scientists say that there are 900 species of birds in the world. 900 different kinds of birds. Approximately 6 billion birds in the world right now. The average bird, now listen to this, you got to get this. The average bird eats 2.5 the amount of his weight every day. Has anybody ever said you eat like a bird? A bird eats 2.5 times his weight. I don't think they're bragging on us when they say that. Amen. Amen. On the average, one bird eats 3 ounces of food per day. A total of 3 billion tons the Lord provides each day for the birds. 3 billion tons. What about that? I want to say tonight, my friend, we serve a great God. We serve an awesome God, and He don't need anybody out there to help Him do what He does. Amen. He's an all-sufficient God. Now, if sort of on a humorous note, if I was going to eat 2.5 times my weight, I'm going to give you an idea of what it'd be like. For breakfast in the morning, I'm going to eat 1 pound of butter, 1/4 jar of jelly, 5 pounds of flour to make biscuits. I told them this morning how much I like biscuits. Amen. A gallon of orange juice, 5 pounds of bacon, 12 eggs, 10 grapefruit, 1 gallon of milk, 6 boxes of cornflakes, 1 pound of sugar. Trying to eat 2.5 times my weight now. For lunch, I'll have a salad with a 5 head of lettuce to make salad. Amen. 5 pounds of cucumbers, 10 pounds of tomatoes, 5 pounds of carrots, a box of croutons, a 5 pound steak. Man, that sounds good. 10 pounds of baked potatoes, 1 gallon of tea, and I'm being from the South. Let me put in there sweet tea. Say amen right there. 24 dinner rolls and 1 whole chocolate cake. For supper, I'm trying to still eat 2.5 times my weight. 45 pounds of flounder, half seafood, 12 pounds of slaw, 10 pounds of hush puppies, 1 gallon of sweet tea, 16 strawberry shortcakes, 5 pounds of baked beans. For a midnight snack, I can't talk tonight, 25 pounds of potato chips and a 25 pound of dip with 5 2-liter Pepsi Colas. Amen. And that would be about 2.5 times my weight. You say how much you weigh, Brother Brady? Too much. Amen. Let me give you some other things that's kind of interesting. The scientists say that the birds sing for 3 different reasons. They sing, they say, for number one, they sing to win a mate. They sing to win a mate. In other words, you see that bird up there chirping on a post, and we're thinking he's just chirping away, but he's actually saying something or singing something. It may would sound something like this if we could interpret it, because he's trying to win a mate. He might be saying something like this. You are so beautiful to me. No, I don't know. But it may be. Amen. But they're singing to win a mate. My friend, the same thing, same reason we should be singing. Because for love this evening. Because God loved us. The Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. Aren't you thankful for the love of God this evening? I thank God that He loved me. I think one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard written, brother, was Jesus Loves Me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm so thankful for His love. We can sing about His love. We can sing because He loves us. My girls, sometimes they'll tell me, says, Daddy, I love you. And I'll say, I love you. And they'll say, Daddy, I love you the most. You know how that goes? And I'll say, I love you the most. And then I'll top it off. I'll say, honey, I loved you first. And they can't outdo that one. Amen. Because I love them first. And that's true about God. He loved us first. Aren't you glad that He loved us? Amen. If I was going to pick me a flower this evening, and you know how those young people, they do, they pick the petals off and they say, He loves me. Those young girls, they say, He loves me. Hopefully ain't no young boys doing that about another boy. Ooh, that's sad, isn't it? But they'll say, He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. But you know what? With God, it would be, He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Every time, brother, it would be, He loves me. My friend, He loves you tonight. Isn't that something worth singing about? That God loves us. For God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. How much did He love us? He gave the very best that He had. My friend, I'm going to keep on singing because of the love of God. Now, the scientists also say the birds sing to announce their territorial rights. Now, this is something they may be singing. They're sitting on that post singing, and they're trying to announce that this is their place. They own this place, they are saying when they are chirping around. It may be something like this. They may be singing, "This is my place. Don't you come around here." I don't know. But they're trying to announce that this is their territory. And I got to thinking, we can sing because of something we own tonight. The Bible says that Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also." What are you trying to say, Brother Bray? I'm trying to say I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Amen. It's waiting for me. And brother, the Bible says that I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You know what that means? That means that all that Jesus owns, I own. That's what it means, a joint heir. Now, me and my wives, we're joint heirs with each other. Amen. All that I own, she owns. And all that she owns, she owns. Amen. Amen. I fooled you there. Amen. But anyway, we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? We can rejoice about that. We can keep on singing that we've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Now, the scientists say one other thing of why the birds sing. They say that they sing because for no other reason that they can find, that they're just happy. And they're just singing. Sitting there just singing because they're happy. Amen. And I thank God tonight we can sing because we should be happy. Somebody said one time we should be singing, we shouldn't be looking for happiness because happiness is based on happenings. Well, something happened to me when I was 6 years old. I got saved. Amen. And I never have gotten over that, Brother Joy. And I thank God for that. I can sing, even though the storms are raging sometimes, I can still sing because I've got something, we got something to be happy about. Amen. And they sing that song, "Everybody's going to be happy over there." Brother, I get happy over here about getting happy over there. Amen. We don't have to wait till we get over there to be happy. My friend, we can be happy now for what God has already done for us. My friend, if God don't do another thing for us in our lives, we still got plenty to rejoice about. We still got plenty to raise our hands about. Amen. If He never done another thing for me, brother, I'd have to praise Him the rest of my life and be happy and content with what He's given me. Amen. We can learn a lot from these birds. But let me give you just a few things here why I believe the Bible says we should be like the birds, and why the birds are singing according to the Bible. Well, I think they're singing because of God's person. As I said a moment ago, He's self-sufficient. He's self-existing. And you know what He does? He commands us to praise Him. He commands the birds to praise Him. Where do we find that out? In Psalms 100, I believe it is, or is it 150? "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." The birds are breathing. and they're praising God. We're breathing, aren't we? Do this for me tonight. Take a deep breath. Does that feel good? God give you that breath. We should be praising Him. Amen. We're able to breathe. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. He's worthy of all our praise. Let me give you just a few things about praise tonight. Number one, praise, as I've already mentioned, it's commanded. You know, I say that it's commanded, but it's almost like it's a compelling. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. God didn't say, thou shalt praise me. I don't guess it says it that way. I know it doesn't say, thou shalt praise me, but it's a more of a compelling. I mean, it's just a reasonable. After all He's done for us, my friend, He shouldn't be having to tell us at all to praise Him. But the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise is commanded. Praise is comely, the Bible says. The praise of the upright is comely. Comely in the Bible means beautifying. Boy, I don't think I've ever seen anybody look any prettier when they're raising their hands to the Lord in praise. Amen. When we praise the Lord, the Bible says we are comely. Praise is comely for the upright. And then another thing about praise. Praise is contagious. Boy, isn't that right? Now, be honest with me. Be honest with me. I'm trying to get down to where we live tonight. I saw a few of you raising your hands tonight, and I appreciate that. You wouldn't raise them to us. But we're not worthy of your praise, but He is. Amen. The Bible says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. But be honest with you, wasn't it easier to raise your hands with everybody else raising them around you? I mean, let's be honest. It was. It was easier. Because praise is contagious. I'm just trying to egg it on is what I'm trying to do. Amen. I'm just trying to make it easier for everybody else to do it. Amen. Because He's worthy. You say, Brother Brady, you're just trying to work up something. Guilty. I'm trying to work up praise to Him. I believe that's what was done in the Old Testament, Brother Durham. I believe the Bible says they hired. I don't know if it uses that word, but they paid singers. Ooh, I like that. They paid singers to come in and praise the Lord. You know what they were trying to lift and get everybody in the mood and into the motions of praising the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, my friend, we can't praise Him enough tonight. We can't muster up enough. If I started running around this building, I just liable to do that any time. You have to watch me. I'm guilty of that kind of stuff. If I ran around here 100 times, it wouldn't be enough for Him. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. You know what we need to do? We need to get rid of some of that pride out of our lives, and then it would make it a lot easier. It'd make it a lot easier for us to praise Him. God help us to praise Him. Why? Because He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And guess what? It might just catch on. Somebody else, it might just make them feel a little bit more comfortable about praising the Lord. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. I don't like nothing dead, do you? When I drink a Pepsi Cola, brother, I want it so strong it burns when it goes down. Amen. I like it to be strong. I like it to be alive. And I like for God's people to be alive. Amen. This old world we live in, they've seen enough religion, dead religion. They've seen enough of that. Let's show them that we are serious about what we believe. And I found this. I can't get off of this subject. Y'all forgive me. But I found out one thing, brother, that we get excited about what excites us. We go to a ball game and we'll get excited. And I'm guilty of the same thing. We'll get all excited because, brother, it's exciting. But you know what? Nothing's more exciting than knowing that Jesus Christ saved me from a devil's hell. And listen, I'm not going to hell. Did you hear that? I ain't a going to hell. I ain't a going to hell, if that's all right to say it that way. Did you catch that? I ain't Y'all understand that, don't you? I ain't going to hell because I'm saved tonight. About to take a lap right here, amen. That's something to get excited about, amen. God has saved us from a devil's hell, and He shed His blood for you and I that we may be in heaven throughout the ceaseless ages. Let me give you just a few more things, and I will be done. We are to praise Him because of His person, but also we are to praise Him because of His provisions. Boy, man, that's something to praise Him about. He provides for us every day. He provides for us strength. Many times I've gotten up to try to preach or to sing, and I just didn't feel like I'd have the strength, brother. But when I get up there, God just fills me with strength, all kind of strength. Amen. And then we travel the roads, and God supplies our every need. Brother Durham, it doesn't seem like, it seems like all the time we go to pull up into a fuel station, and somebody inevitably comes up to us and says, "Boy, I'd hate to have to fill that thing up." You know, that talking about our motorhome. And I say to them, "I don't have to fill it up." They look at me kind of strange. I say, "God fills mine up, amen." And He does, amen. God supplies all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give you another. God provides our strength, supply. He provides the serenity. That's just another word for peace. I remember hearing a story years ago. This little boy was asked by his teacher, all the class, to draw a picture of peace. Well, he begins to draw, and everybody else drew what they thought was peace. Maybe the ocean when it was calm or something like that. But he drew the worst storm this teacher had ever seen on a piece of paper. And he hands it to her, and the teacher says, "Son, why did you draw this way? Why, I asked for a picture of peace." He says, "Teacher, if you look on the bottom of the piece of paper, there's a little sparrow on the edge of the paper. And coming out of the side of that piece of paper, there's a little cleft. And that sparrow has gotten up under that cleft." That's a picture, I think, teacher, of peace. Amen. That sparrow has found peace in the midst of the storm. Thank God that we can sing tonight because there's peace in the time of trouble. There's peace in the midst of the storm. There's peace though the storm be raging in the shelter of His arms. Yes, we're going to have storms, my friend. But thanks be to God, we got a God that can give us peace. And praise God, I'm going to keep on singing about His peace and the blessings, His provisions. Let me give you one more, and I'll be done tonight. I believe we can praise Him because of His protection. God protects us every day, and I thank God. Nothing, the Bible says, can hinder us unless God allows it. Nothing can touch us. No weapon, I believe the Bible says it this way, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Nothing can touch us. We're indestructible, really, because nothing can happen to us unless God allows it. Now, God does allow things, but all that protection comes from Him. I heard this here a while back that they say that birds, they'll be on the seashore. Anytime there's a hurricane coming in, the weathermen, they'll watch those birds to see if they'll stay in this situation or this place. See if they stay there. If they stay there, that means that the hurricane's going to pass over somewhere else. But as long as those birds, the weather people say, as long as those birds are there, they're safe. But if those birds fly away, they better fly away. They better get out of there because they know when to leave. Something inside them tells them to get out of there. I'm headed somewhere with this. One of these days, the Bible says the tribulation is coming. The storm is coming. But we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And the Bible says this Holy Spirit is going to quicken our bodies, and we're going to be taken out of here. Before the tribulation enters, as the song says, we'll be gone. Before the tribulation enters, we'll be gone. Thank God for His protection. We will not see the wrath of God. I thank God for that. And we can keep on singing because God protects us. And what does the Scripture say? I've mentioned all the things that God does for the birds. God says, Jesus said, are ye not much better than they? We're better than they. So I say tonight, church, let's keep on singing. Let's keep on singing about His provisions. Let's keep on singing about His protections. Let's just keep on singing and praising Him because He commanded us to. He's worthy of all our praise. Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed.